McIntyre wins his national open in Scotland with birdie to beat Scott. North Berwick, Scotland. Robert McIntyre won an open that felt like a major to him on Sunday. He made a 22-foot birdie putt on the final hole for a 3-under-67 to win the Scottish Open, becoming the first Scot in 25 years to win his national open. McIntyre seized on a huge break on the par 5 16th when he realized he was standing on a sprinkler head in rough so deep he could barely see his golf ball. He received a free drop in shorter grass and blasted his approach from 248 yards to 6 feet for eagle to tie Adam Scott for the lead. His birdie putt took one last turn before falling, and McIntyre dropped his putter and turned to a delirious Scottish gallery with a sweeping uppercut to celebrate. "I think I lost my voice with the scream on that hole," he said. "It's incredible. Next week is a new week, but I tell you, I'm going to celebrate this with my family, friends, and everyone here. I'm going to celebrate this one hard. We'll pitch up to the Open when we pitch up to the Open." The 27-year-old from the tiny coastal town of Oban won for the second time this year, also capturing last month's Canadian Open, the fourth oldest championship in golf. Colin Montgomery in 1999 was the last Scot to win the Scottish Open. And next week is the big one, the British Open, the final major of the year, across Scotland at Royal Troon. It has been just more than a century since a British player won at Troon. But this felt just as big to the little lefty. "I've not been shy in saying it, the Scottish Open is the one I want," McIntyre had said Saturday evening when he was two shots behind Ludvig Åberg. McIntyre atoned for a tough ending last year at the Renaissance Club when he hit a 3-wood in tight for birdie on the last hole, only to finish one shot behind when Rory McIlroy drilled a 2-iron from 201 yards into the wind to set up the winning birdie. Scott, who closed with a 67, was in the scoring room watching on television when McIntyre made the winning putt. He was on the verge of ending 4 years without a victory. Åberg, meanwhile, fell back on a chilly day with a fresh wind. The Swede had played the par 5s in 9-under for the week. He played them in 2-over in the final round, and his chances ended when he flubbed a chip from just short of the 16th green. Scott bounced back from a double bogey on the 8th hole when it took him 3 chips to stay on the green by holing a bunker shot on number 9. The former Masters champion hit it stiff on the par 3 14th and rolled his putt from well off the green at the 16th to tap in range for birdie. McIntyre was 3 shots back, playing in the group behind Scott, when his fortunes turned with a 40-foot birdie putt on the 14th. He twice had to make 4-foot putts for par after ramming birdie chances too hard. But the key was the 16th. If not for wearing spikes, he might not have felt the sprinkler head under his feet that allowed for the free drop into short grass. He would have had to hack out instead of reaching the green. But he delivered the goods, and Scotland couldn't have been happier. "Go on, Bob," they cheered him all around the Renaissance Club. Their voices grew stronger even as the temperatures dipped late in the afternoon. The loudest cheer was for the last putt, and McIntyre crouched and put his hands over his head as he waited for Åberg to finish out his round. He will head to Royal Troon feeling as delighted as ever. Scott took solace from being in contention for the first time this year and nearly pulling it off. "Feel like I'm playing at a high level," he said. And you know, pleased for Bob. "This is a big win. I played with him yesterday and you can hear them singing. I think that's awesome for him." Aaron Rye also had reason to celebrate. After close calls the previous 2 weeks on the PGA Tour, the Englishman closed with a 63 to tie for fourth, earning one of the 3 final spots in the British Open next week. Alex Noren of Sweden and Richard Mansell of England got the other 2 spots, bringing the field to 159 players. It's the first time since 1995 the British Open has gone over 156 players, which it can handle because of the long daylight hours. Rory McIlroy closed with a 68 and tied for fourth, his first appearance since he lost a late lead in the U.S. Open last month at Pinehurst No. 2. By Doug Ferguson.